Welcome to Keystone Partners Group, the coaching series, The Path. And today we have Chelsea, and she's going to explain to us how she got started in real estate and the success that she's enjoying. And we're also going to talk to Lisa, who's been in real estate for 20 plus years and now has advanced into a leadership role with Keystone Partners Group. Lisa, I'm going to start with you first. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about you. You've been in real estate for some time now.
Yeah, 24 years I've been in real estate. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you've got a real estate career for 24 years. Mm-hmm. And you sold real estate in which area?
The Poconos. I started in the Lehigh Valley for a short time, but I moved to the Poconos shortly after that. And that's where I've been ever since.
So you live in the Poconos. And now, which companies, did you work with one company, or how did you pick a company that you started working with?
I started working with a company. I was working as an assistant to start and a buyer's agent for a large franchise. And just went from there. I had a few different companies I've worked for over the years until I finally got to Keller Williams in 4 years ago, 3 years ago, sorry.
So I also know you've done a lot of work with the Real Estate Commission and the Real Estate Association as well.
Yes, yeah. I'm pretty passionate about professionalism in our industry. So I've served as president of our local real estate association for a couple of years and volunteer. I have that volunteer bug. So I've always wanted to find ways to give back through that. And it's been a lot of fun.
So you've been a realtor. You're very active in the real estate community, right up to the national level, right? Or the Pennsylvania level.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I've served on some committees. Yeah. I attend the business meetings a few times a year. Yeah. And do a lot of networking with agents that way across the state and across the country.
Yeah. So from being a realtor to now being a productivity coach, tell us a little bit about what made you do that change?
Well, it was time, I think, to mix things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And being, you know, so interested in helping to increase the professionalism, but also wanted to find a way to give back to people. You know, I have been in situations where I've felt stuck before, and the coaching opportunity gives me a way to help those people out there who are, you know, maybe not knowing which way to go. And I've been very blessed to have people who have helped me along in my career. You being one of them, Usha, I'm forever grateful for all that you've done. And all the people at Keystone Partners Group have just contributed to me and my growth so much. And I'm just very fortunate to have that opportunity.
So being a realtor, now into the leadership opportunity, and it really sounds like you really like to help a lot of agents. And so I'd like to shift over to you, Chelsea. You've been a real estate agent for how long now?
A little more than a year and a half.
A little more than. And what did you do before that?
completely different line of work. I was in operations management for a satellite and internet company. So this was very different. Never been in sales before.
Never been in sales. So what made you have this switch to sales and real estate?
Very good question. I guess several years ago, my husband and I started investing in real estate.
Okay.
And, you know, it was him really that always said, you know, you should take this an extra step. You know, you should go into real estate, start selling it. And I was thinking, I am not a salesperson. I don't know. He got me thinking about it. And it's great because you can work in your community. You know, I was commuting before, driving a lot. So this allows me to do some work from home or at least close to home. So that's why I decided to make the switch.
You know, that's a funny thing you say, because a lot of folks that I have worked with and coached over the many years in real estate usually would say that, you know, somebody else saw that in you and encouraged, you know, oh, yes, they encouraged me to get into real estate. And so and yet, really, at the end of the day, how have you really found real estate? I mean, when you first got started and everything, was it easy? Was it something that you expected it to be? Or was it completely different to what you thought it would be?
I think most of it was what I expected it to be. I wouldn't say it was easy because it was a big change from what I did before. So it was definitely different. And, you know, I had some doubts myself. I just never thought I would be good in sales. I mean, when you're an operations person, it's very different. But that changed very quickly. I mean, I got over all that and it became easier much faster than I expected.
So I know you work with Lisa, and she's your coach in the Pocono Keystone Partners Group, Keller Williams office, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you come about choosing that?
I did interview with a couple other companies, and I actually met some friends on vacation, and she worked for Keller Williams. She was a team leader in another state. And she said, you have to interview with Keller Williams. Don't even make a decision before you do that. I did that. I met with, you know, somebody at Keller Williams, and that was it. It was a very clear choice just from that one meeting.
Was there something in particular that you were looking for that, you know, resonated with you?
Yes, very much so. And I remember telling her this. I was looking for a company that had a positive atmosphere, one that was very encouraging, a lot of teamwork. The training was one thing that really, you know, stuck out in that meeting, just knowing that I was going to get a lot of guidance and training. So that was really what it was, I think.
Yeah. So training is really, really important. So, Lisa, let's really talk a little bit about when Chelsea got started working with you. What was your focus to make sure that Chelsea would be able to have success in real estate?
We jumped right into the lead generation because that's really where it's at. And and she just really embraced it. It was really awesome to see her run with the scripts and going after the expireds and the for sale by owners.
Yeah. So as a coach, do you have a program that you follow for a lot of the agents that you coach?
Absolutely. Yeah. From starting, getting to know each other, creating a business plan, and just really focusing on finding that first transaction. You know, our focus is to find that transaction in the first 30 days if possible. So
with you, Chelsea, I know that Lisa said that you really embrace lead generation. Tell us a little bit about lead generation and what types of lead generation that you use for your real estate business.
Well, I mean, the one thing they always encourage you to do is, you know, start with your own database, your own, you know, sphere of influence. So obviously, that was one place to start, but I had worked a long time in New Jersey, so I didn't really know loads of people in the Poconos. So, you know, to me, that wasn't really what gave me the immediate success. I went after FSBOs, and I got them. Wow. And that was really, I think my first listing was a FSBO.
Mm-hmm. So that, you know, there's a lot of people who wouldn't do that, and, you know, there's a lot of concerns with a lot of agents about actually approaching FSBOs and things like that. What gave you, you know, some of the confidence to be able to just go and start working with for sale by owners?
The scripts, first of all. I mean, just the guidance and the training, explaining, you know, how to do it, what to say, what not to say. And then from there, it was just, I knew I had to do it. I mean, this was part of being successful and you can't not do it.
It sounds like you have a lot of discipline. I think, you know, that's one of the key things that's really important with new agents when getting started, because after all, you're independent. Where does that discipline come from for you?
I think I've just always been that way. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be a challenge if somebody doesn't have that self-discipline. They either need to... They need to find it, because I think it's really important. I think I'd be in trouble without it.
You have big goals too, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of goals would you mind sharing with us?
My goal absolutely was to, or is to cap. I haven't yet capped, but I'm very close, and that's my number one focus right now. And beyond that, just every year I want to double my productivity. Yeah.
So just for our audience, so they understand what a CAP is, can you explain that a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is when you you get to the point where you're earning 100% commission, which is extremely motivating. So,
So in your first year, how much production have you been able to do?
First year was somewhere around 24 closings and then 26 listings or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really phenomenal. Congratulations for that, because really, when we look at a lot of the agents that come into the business, typically majority of the agents will only do about a handful of transactions. It's commendable that you would do 24. That's fantastic. What kind of coaching did you do so that you would be able to do 24 transactions? What was your focus?
Well, our focus was on her and what she wanted. So, because if somebody doesn't have that inner drive, it's going to be very difficult to power through the hard times, because I know there were some, right? And just creating her business plan, showing her exactly how many she had to call in order to get the results she needed, and keeping her accountable. She was very diligent about, you know, reporting her numbers and making sure that she was doing the activities all every week that she needed to do.
What kind of accountability? I know you're an independent contractor, you know, as all real estate agents are. So what kind of accountability, and how do you feel about accountability?
When you say what kind of accountability, meaning what kind of accountability did I have to?
With Lisa,
I mean, she, one thing that's great about the coaching and Lisa is she called me on a regular basis. She was always calling to check in with me. How are things going today? I mean, not only was there the weekly numbers that we had to submit that she would review with us, and, you know, and we'd have regular meetings and things like that, but there was constant check-in. And so that's... that's accountability.
That's accountability. And, you know, we always talk about having training, going to training and things like that. And Lisa, from your perspective as a coach, you know, would you say that what's the difference between coaching, training, and mentoring even? You know, when we really look at the three aspects of that, you know, what is it about the coaching aspect that you feel that gets the agents to be able to be a lot more accountable?
It's really focusing on that mindset, where somebody's coming from. The training, I mean, you can go into a class and absorb as much as you want. The mentoring, it's, I'll show you around. But to really dig deep and figure out what motivates you and to make sure that you're on that right track and your limiting beliefs aren't taking you off the rails really helps a lot, I think.
So it's about taking action.
Absolutely.
It's about actually learning and doing things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Lisa, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how you made your transition, because we do have audiences that are looking at how they might maybe what's next, you know, as you become successful in real estate. I mean, you were a very successful real estate agent, you know, very influential in your real estate community. And then you made the shift into leadership, but a completely different path to coaching. I always say, you know, it took us a while to become great at being a real estate agent. When you first got started with coaching, what are the kind of training or support that you had so that you could really increase your skills as a professional coach?
Oh, well, there was a lot. Of course, I had a coach right off the bat in you. That was phenomenal, and that's ongoing. And I've said before, I'm forever grateful to you for all that. But the training, I go to coaching skills camp put on in Texas every year. And Keystone Partners Group has a lot of ongoing things. We have our group of coaches that meets every month, and we have calls every week where we improve our skills, we mastermind together and figure out what are the best practices and ways that we can really help our agents be successful. It's just been ongoing.
How many coaches do you have in your group?
Yeah, we have nine. We have nine coaches in our group. So it's really great to be able to mastermind with all of those. We all come from different markets. So it's, and we have different perspectives, different personalities, different strengths. So it's really good to be able to capitalize on all that, for sure.
So is there a lot of ideas that you share? Because I know there's a lot of different, you know, your market's a little different mm-hmm. to perhaps the Philadelphia, you know, the Brandywine area and things like that.
Definitely.
What have you done that's been really helpful for you in becoming really, feeling very comfortable as being a productivity coach?
Just embracing the training. Mm-hmm. And learning how to get out of my own way. It's all mindset.
It is.
No matter what level you're at.
It is.
And that's why I think it's really cool that we all have coaches.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Chelsea has a coach. I have a coach. You have a coach.
I do.
At every level, all the
yes.
way up to Gary Keller.
Yes.
You know, it's really great.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I like to stress to the agents is, you know, it's treating the agent as a whole person. It's not just about how many sales are you going to do?
Right.
It's about much more than that. What's important to you? You know, classes like financial mastery and things like that just really help to just solidify everything.
And tell me a little bit about financial mastery. What is that?
It's a training class mm-hmm. put on by Bob Wells of Keystone Partners Group.
Okay.
And it's just really helping you to manage your money, set your goals, you know, best practices around finding horizontal income, passive income, mm-hmm. all that, which was really eye-opening. I mean, I always thought I knew pretty much, but it was really good. Changed
yeah.
the way I handle everything in my financial world.
Yeah. Did you have the opportunity to take that financial mastery course, Chelsea?
Yes,
you
I
did.
I did.
You did?
Yes, that was one of the best.
That
Absolutely.
Must have been really earlier on in your career.
Yeah, it was. Probably the first couple months.
Okay.
A few months, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what made you jump right in? Because that's, you know, that's an additional type. I mean, obviously, we do teach a lot of training with lead generation, scripts practice and everything like that. But this mm-hmm. is specifically for you to be able to manage your finances.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important things. So
mm-hmm.
it was an easy choice. I tried to participate in every class that was offered. I went in the beginning. I mean, the more information, the better. It was all so valuable. But that one was really good.
So it sounds like your office has a nice training calendar.
Yes, it's
what
constant.
What kind of classes yeah. do you have on your calendar?
We have such a wide variety of topics. I mean, everything from, you know, sometimes we, you know, have a specific topic like short sales. You know, we might just talk about that for mm-hmm. a couple hours. Or, you know, for sale by owners might be another topic. Also, we have our broker, Bob Hay, goes through all the different types of contracts, and you can go to that same class three times and still learn something. There's just so much information in all of those classes.
And all those is there a cost to any of those classes?
Not a dime.
They're all provided by the Market Center.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have
yeah.
you attended any of the sessions that are not located at your office?
A couple. Yep. I don't know that.
Was there a business planning clinic perhaps you might have attended?
I think that might have been one of them, yes. I know
okay.
one was in Milford.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a couple.
Yeah.
And you registered for BOLD?
Yes, yep, that one.
Tell us a little bit about BOLD.
Oh, BOLD is amazing. It's a training and conditioning course for our agents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 7-week, is it 7 or 8 week program?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is the best way to supercharge your business.
Is there a format to that program, BOLD?
It is led by a certified BOLD coach from okay. MAPS Coaching, and it's a big group of people. I think there's over 100 people in the class, and every week you're focused on specific portions of your business and specific portions of your mindset,
mm-hmm.
Which just helps propel you into production even better than you already are.
So for everyone listening, MAPS is a Mega Agent Productivity Series.
Mm-hmm.
created by Diana Kokoska, who also wrote the program BOLD. Mm-hmm. And what a gift for all of us to be able to participate in that BOLD program. So how are you finding BOLD right now?
It's very exciting. I mean, it's only session 2 of 7, so it's in the beginning, but the first two were absolutely wonderful. I mean, lots of information.
What are you hoping to achieve by participating in that program?
I am hoping to just supercharge my business, just really, you know, come out of that with a lot more listings, a lot more, you know, buyer contracts.
Is there something about BOLD that scares you?
No, not really. No, they push you to lead generate. I mean, that's a that's the name of the game. But if you have to do that anyway. So that's just it's just that extra push, and you know, you work as a team with other people, so you have their encouragement and enthusiasm, and so it works.
I'm excited because the people listening will be excited about lead generating with their real estate business. So if there was, some things that you would want to recommend someone thinking about getting into real estate business or someone who's been in real estate for some time, what would your recommendations be for agents who would want to have success in real estate?
Choose the environment carefully. Make sure that it's, that it's a positive environment and there's teamwork and it's growth focused and all of that. And that you have that, you know, support system at home, that, you know, your family's on board and everything, because it does take your time and attention and focus. And so.
So it sounds like you really do have a lot of support from your family. To support you in your business.
Yeah.
And how important is that for the viewers that are listening to this?
I think it's very important. I think it's important with whatever you do in life. If you don't have the support of family and friends, it's just that much harder. So,
yeah. How do you juggle your time between home life and real estate?
That's a challenge in the beginning, because you know, you're so excited and, you know, you want to take advantage of every single training program and every client that comes your way. And, you know, you have to be, after a while you learn to create a little more balance, because it can get out of hand a little bit, but, time blocking is a big thing. And that's one thing about Keller Williams, is they encourage you not only to time block all the training and all the, you know, going on listing appointments, but you also time block family time and vacations. And so they encourage that, you know, that well-balanced life.
It sounds like your coach really has you doing a lot of things that are important. So Lisa, let's talk a little bit about time blocking and why that's so important to real estate agents.
Well, when I first meet an agent, that's one of the first conversations we have. We do a little analysis to see, like a self-evaluation, where they tell us what areas in their professional life do they feel like they could use the most help. And a lot of times it's time management. Mm-hmm. So that really opens the door to talk about that. And we try to get them on board with that quickly. They're always surprised when we tell them to first block off their family time, their important time, their self-care time, that kind of thing, and then put in the other important big things that need to be done. Get your lead gen in place and make sure that that is one of the first things that you take care of every day to make sure that your business continues to grow and thrive. Because we all get caught up. When you start having transactions and having things occur, we get caught up in the bustle of it all. Mm-hmm. And some things get left by the wayside if we are not really purposeful about it. So having that time block schedule and following it and some of the other strategies that we teach around that is really crucial.
So it sounds like your plan of coaching agents is a lot to do with accountability, time blocking, training, scripts practice. Do you guys have a lot of peer partnering as well?
Mm-hmm, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How many agents do you coach currently?
50.
50. 50 mm-hmm. agents. So how does time blocking work for that?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without managing my schedule.
Yeah.
We do a lot of group stuff too. Mm-hmm. And I think the agents really love that. Mm-hmm. And some of our agents, we cover a pretty large geographic area. So we do a lot of phone work too, and have a lot of other options to make sure that people are getting what they need in the way that they need it.
And tell us a little bit about your success with a lot of the agents that you've been coaching this year.
Well, I've had Chelsea's graduated from the program. Mm-hmm. I have six more have graduated recently, and they're off and running, and are really all of them are so looking forward to earning 100% commission soon. And they really, I think, got a lot of the momentum being in the coaching program now that they're out on their own. It's excellent for them. It's hard to talk about it because it's just like every day it's this person. It's about the individual people. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a text from this person. Oh, I got this to happen. And one agent was so excited. He emailed me. He, you know, sold his listing this week. Another lady got her first buyer contract, and she was thrilled because it was over $400,000 this week. She was just really happy. So those are the successes. Those are the things that just light me up. The individual people who are just pushing through and doing what it takes and really learning that they have it, you know, because we all have it. It's a matter of just tapping into it.
Yeah, it sounds like you get a lot of joy from coaching a lot of your agents. How do you celebrate with your agents?
Yeah, we do lots and lots of celebrating going on. Lots of getting together with each other. We have happy hours. We have luncheons that we do. One of the things that's really fun, we do contests quite a bit. Not only individual contests, you know, based around your business meant to help you improve. But sometimes we split them into groups, and some of the newer agents get to team up with some of the mega agents and be in the contest with them. That's one of the things I think that really sets our office apart is the fact that the agents who know what they're doing and are productive are always there and helping. They teach our classes, our Ignite classes, and just are always there to lend a helping hand, which I don't think you get that in a lot of other places, which is really cool.
So it sounds like the very top agents in your office teach classes. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite one of the favorite instructors that you've learned a lot from?
I would say I've probably learned the most from Kristen Dorger. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but absolutely. I think she's amazing. I listen to everything she says. Anytime she's running a class, I'm there. There's plenty others, but Kristen is phenomenal.
And she's fun.
She's funny. She's fairly new in real estate, from my understanding, correct?
Yeah. So I figure if she can do it, I can do it. But our team meetings as well are really great. We do those once a month and get everybody together and talk about the numbers and productivity and, you know, even some of the national statistics and stuff, which is very informative for us as agents. So I think those are really great at getting everybody together and celebrating.
I think Lisa also has some kind of luncheons as well that she does.
Yeah, our holiday luncheon. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most well-attended, definitely.
So what are the words of advice would you give someone that's been in real estate for some time and they're considering a leadership role? Do you think that there's opportunities out there for people who've been in real estate, successful real estate career?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And talk to Keystone Partners Group, because they really have the desire to help people grow. I love the mission of KPG, just wanting to improve people's lives and grow you as a leader. The opportunities are endless.
When it comes to your professional growth, what are your best resources for you becoming you know, continuing to grow your coaching skills so that way you would be able to help the agents at a much higher level?
Well, it's definitely Keystone Partners Group. I mean, we have our monthly meetings there, our coaching masterminds, but the leadership there is always looking for opportunities to grow us and give us all the tools that we need and the support. There's just nothing, I don't know that we could do what we do without Keystone Partners Group. KPG rocks.
KPG rocks. Was there any event that specifically that you've attended that you thought really added a lot of value to you and your growth, your personal and professional growth?
Oh, there's so many. Definitely so many. When we talked about financial mastery, there was a class called Wealth Mastery put on by the region. We went to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within. That was life-changing for sure. Just many, many things. Bold. I mean, I'm in Bold for the fourth time now. It just is an ongoing process.
What keeps driving you to become better?
That's a good question. Taking care of my girls. They're both just about graduated from college, helping them pay off their college loans and get them off to a super start on their lives on their own. That's really important to me, to just really be able to be there for them and do some things and travel with them. I really want to travel.
Chelsea, do you have some last few words for our listeners today and for me?
Yes. I think I would just say that I'm very grateful that I found Keystone Partners Group and that this is the choice that I made. I know without a doubt it was the right choice and I'm on the right path. And, you know, the rest of this year and next year are just going to get bigger and better.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to celebrating your success. And Lisa, I'm continuing to look forward to your success because you've had a great year. And I want to thank both of you for taking the time to come today and share your experiences. One, for you being in moving from from real estate to leadership, and for you with your real estate career. So thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us at Keystone Partners Group and the coaching series. And for everyone watching, I hope you got some great nuggets for how you also could build a career in real estate. And for anyone looking for leadership opportunities as well, I know Lisa gave some really good pointers, and I really want to thank you for listening today.